Hello, this is Paul Mackey with NaturesCleansingClay.com, and I am very pleased to be hosting this clay webinar for Perrier. The first thing I would like to do is go ahead and give you a little information about myself, my contact information. I'll also give you Perry's, so that if for any reason we don't get to your question, don't answer it completely, you have other questions, we have technical problems, you'll be able to contact us. Again, my name is Paul Mackey. My website is www.naturescleansingclay.com. My email address is naturescleansingclay@gmail.com. My phone number is 432-218-7586. Please leave a message if you miss me. I was introduced to clay about 10 years ago by Perrier, and I used it. It helped me tremendously. I launched my website and have been doing that for 9 years, spreading the word about the amazing benefits of living clay products. Perrier is a lifetime motivational keynote speaker who in 1994 experienced the miracle of calcium bentonite clay for herself. She has since dedicated her life to researching and sharing her knowledge of this ancient yet recently rediscovered gift with the world. Not only is she a motivational keynote speaker, she used to own the Living Clay Company with a partner, and until recently did that for many years. She has still maintained this webinar, the clay information website, www.bentoniteclay.com, where she also has this webinar, lots of articles, testimonials, and things of this nature, which help people learn about clay. Her email address is perrier@austin.rr.com. Her phone number is 512-262-1187 and 512-773-0335. She will be out of pocket for a few days, so try to contact me first. Anyway, I'm glad for everybody that has come here today. And we don't try to sell anything. We just try to answer questions. And the first thing I want to do is go to the questions and answers. And the first one I have is from D. It says, I had been diagnosed with HPV. I drank oxygenated water, colloidal silver, and took kelp. It cleared it, but I get a yeast infection from time to time. How can I use bentonite to make sure it doesn't return? Okay, I apologize. I don't really know what HPV is, but in answering your question, there's three or four basic ways to use clay, and it can be very beneficial with yeast infections. Drinking the liquid clay helps anything and everything. For yeast infections, you could also do, of course, clay baths, and you will definitely get relief from that. I do hope that that answers your question. And the other ways to use clay, drinking the liquid, clay baths, foot soaks. You can also use it in a powder form for oral care, to stop bleeding. And you can also use the clay mask for facials, body wraps, insect bites, sore muscles, cuts, burns, things of those nature. Very safe, very beneficial, and very effective. And visualizing you getting complete relief, Duke. Thanks for asking. The next question I have is from Rose. How can I avoid the mixed clay from getting moldy? I even added some tea tree or oregano and thyme oil and had it turn moldy. I keep it in a tightly closed container. Any suggestions? I really never had any problems with the clay getting moldy, so I'm not sure what's going on. You do want to make sure that you mix it at the correct ratio with just regular water, no flavored water or anything with chemicals in it. Adding some of these essential oils could be causing the problem. Some of the oils don't really mix well when you're trying to mix your liquid clay. What I do is I mix it at a 1-to-8 ratio, powder to water. Now, again, I'm referring to living clay, the calcium that in that clay, because some clays will vary in this. But if you mix it at a 1-to-8 ratio, such as, 4 cups of water in a blender with 1/2 cup of powder, once you've mixed it for a minute to a minute and a half and have a good liquid form, then you pour that into a good glass or food-grade plastic container with a plastic lid, no metal, and just set it on the counter. It does not need refrigeration. It should not get moldy. If it does, we've got some other kind of problem that we need to try to figure out what it is and address it. The only other suggestion would be to mix up single dosages, which is not as convenient. But if you have some kind of a problem with the mold, I definitely would do that, which is 1 teaspoon of powder with 2 ounces of water and shake it up real good till it's mixed. So, again, you can follow up with me later, and we can go into more detail maybe on what kind of clay you're using and how you're mixing it. And I would suggest mixing it with just water, none of these other oils, okay? Although certain essential oils and stuff can be added to clay mask when you use it externally and even in baths for drinking liquid, best just to use water and the clay powder. And again, Rose, I hope that helps and you do follow up with me, please. Mary, good to hear from you. Glad you're here. If a person has fluoride and other yucky things in their water, but they want to take a clay detox bath, will the clay have time to filter that water, or should something else be done? I know about putting a 1/2 cup clay powder in the blender with water and blending and adding to running hot bath water, but didn't know if getting it right away would mean the body is absorbing chemicals from the water. Good question, Mary, and yes, this has been addressed many times. Of course, if there's some kind of filter system or something you can do to make your water more pure when you're taking a bath, of course that's the preferred method. But yes, the clay is going to have time to absorb, and when you're mixing it into the bath water before you get in it, it's very strong and pretty fast at absorbing certain things such as what you're talking about, to where there's not going to be enough of it left to harm you. The clay is basically going to pull out some of the impurities in the bath water and it'll take it inside the clay molecule. But yet the clay will still have plenty of strength, the good living clay will, to detox you and give you the benefits and good effects from a clay bath. Hope that helps. And again, thanks for asking. The next question I have is from Gabriella. Says, hi, Perry. We have been in contact by mail about detoxing from mercury. Would you say that the clay works as a chelation? I have heard several videos where people say that we need to combine with chelation products. But if we only use clay, my thought is that it's just as good and maybe not so hard on the body. What is your thoughts? Thank you so much. Love, Gabriella. I'll pass this on to Perry, and you are exactly right. You've answered your own question. We think that the clay, the living clay, calcium bentonite clay, is plenty strong and effective in removing heavy metals. That's one of the main things it does with clay baths. It's even been very, very beneficial and effective in removing heavy metals with kids in particular that have autism, and they believe that's one of the causes of autism, and they respond tremendously to the clay bath. Some of the problems some people have is they believe they have to do the chelation products and other things, and you're exactly right. Some of them can be very hard on the body and harsh. So you're answering your own question is confirming Perry and my, both our thoughts. We feel it's best to use clay as a standalone product first. Then and only after doing so, if your particular condition warrants it, then you might look at the need for adding other things. There's a lot of other good products, though, okay? Colloidal silver, people mentioned, essential oils. And a lot of these can be used in conjunction with clay, no problem. But there are certain things, as you mentioned, that can be hard on your body. So I would suggest trying just the living clay and then go from there and visualizing the best for you. Thanks, Gabriella. Amy, can you please clarify that the living clay product is 8 more expansive than the dry product and how this differs from other clays? Is it lower sodium content? And how much is one cup in weight? Okay, I hope this makes sense. Is it the actual weight of the clay that makes even more living or not as alive? I don't know. Denser clay would make it less alive, and living clay may be light per se and more alive in the body. Thank you. Good questions. I'm not sure if I understand you completely, but I'll try my best. The living clay actually expands what we like to say is a 1-to-3 ratio. When you mix it with water for a clay mask, it's a 1-to-3 ratio. When you mix it with liquid, it's a 1-to-8 ratio. That's powder to water. And that's recommended dosage to get your liquid clay, 1-to-8, recommended dosage 1-to-3 for the clay mask, okay? Excuse me. There are many ways the clay differs. First of all, your sodium content question is a good one. The living clay is a calcium-based bentonite clay, very low sodium content. A lot of them have a very high sodium content. Not only are these not as effective and don't have as strong a drawing power, we don't feel like that they are really suitable for internal consumption, okay? You might want to use it externally or take it a clay bath with it, but again, it's not going to be as effective because the drawing power and the efficacy ratio of that the clay, the living clay, is 30-to-1. It's a rare type of cement-type family clay known for its healing modalities. You have a higher pH level, you have a higher efficacy ratio, you have a higher calcium content, and it has adsorptive powers and absorptive powers, meaning it will attract the bad stuff, the toxins, the chemicals, the parasites, the viruses, to the outer layer of the clay molecule and then absorb it inside the clay molecule and then out your body. That's basically how it works, okay? The actual weight, there's approximately 2 cups of powder per pound, if that answers your question, okay? So if you have a pound of clay, you've got 2 cups. If you've got a 4-pound jar, you've got 8 cups and so forth. Lighter per se and more alive, yeah, it's called a living clay, and that's because of some of the things I was just going over about the living clay, okay? Denser, I'm sure that certain clays might be denser because of other things that they might have in there. So anyway, Amy, I hope that answers your question. The biggest way to answer the question, the living clay is simply the best, the most efficient, and most effective form of calcium bentonite clay that you could use, and totally safe and effective for internal, external, and clay baths. Where not all clays are created equal. Thank you, Amy. Cairo, or if I'm pronouncing that right, I have a friend who has tremendous irritation, itchiness on the pubic and genital area on and off. Could clay help? If yes, how? Thank you. You think it's a fungus? Definitely. One of the things the clay is very beneficial for is any kind of skin irritation, itchiness, and fungus. That's one of the things that it removes. Being on that particular area, you know, it could be sensitive, but you definitely want to do the cleansing clay mask external applications. Applying the clay mask, you can get it pre-mixed or you can mix your own at the 1-to-3 ratio. You start out with a thin layer. You can do it several times a day. You leave it on for at least 15 to 20 minutes, okay? And then remove it with, you know, a warm cloth or leave it on there. It won't hurt a thing. And the other way would be a clay bath, to soak in a clay bath. That would also be very beneficial and help. And as I mentioned before, drinking the liquid clay, that helps anything. Most things, regardless of what they are, stem from inside. So that's the reason to drink the liquid clay. It's going to help your body, if you will, remove disease, heal itself as it was intended to do, and fight off future disease. So, yes, use the cleansing clay mask externally. Use the clay bath for soaking and drink the liquid clay. And it'll definitely help the fungus. Hope that helps. Pam, can bentonite clay be used to protect against harmful wireless transmissions? Good question. And Pam, I'm not going to lie, I don't know specifically if it will, but if wireless transmissions or any form of radiation, if you're exposed to any type of radiation, yes, that's one of the things that the clay will do. We are constantly exposed to not only toxins, but radiation and different forms of contamination daily in the air we breathe, in the food, as you mentioned, in the wireless transmissions. Again, specifically, I'm not going to tell you that I know that it would, but I know it possibly could. And that's a good question that we can follow up with Perry Ace. You may have some more input on that. So when she gets back, please contact me again, as I mentioned, and remind me, and we'll see if we can find out any more on that. Thanks for joining us, Pam. Penny, can I mix clay with DE? I can't pronounce it. I'm going to try diatomaceous earth. Better than I usually do. You can, but again, we don't recommend it. We feel like the clay is very, very beneficial as a standalone product. You might be mixing two things that could have some contradictions or not might be overkill, if you will. I know, although the DE does have some similarities to clay, there are a lot of differences. And the clay is not as harsh. It's much safer. And we feel like more beneficial. The clay will help remove parasites if that's why you're doing the DE. Most people, that's why they'll use it. And in some extreme cases with extreme larger parasites, you might need the DE. Whether you mix it with the DE or not, though, I still wouldn't recommend. If you're going to take both, I'd probably take them apart from each other. Good question, though, Penny, and thanks for asking and joining us. Livia, would the clay help me with hot flashes, mood swings, and other emotional garbage due to postmenopause? Good question, and yes, ma'am, definitely. The clay is all about balance, if you will. It has a high pH level. It is going, again, to not cure anything directly, but by using the clay regularly on a continued daily basis, that's drinking the liquid clay, external applications, dry powder when needed, clay baths, it's going to help anything and everything. Whatever is causing the hot flashes, the mood swings, the emotional garbage due to menopause, the clay is going to help your body rid of it and allow your body to heal itself. So, yes, ma'am, indirectly, the use of clay will help. We have had a lot of testimonies over the 9 years I've been in business and longer with Perry on how clay helps them feel better, more energy, less mood swings, things of this nature. So, yes, ma'am, I strongly suggest using the clay for that. And you're gonna receive those benefits as well as other overall health benefits. Thanks, Livia. Caroline says, "Hi, Perry. Have you heard of clay helping with tinnitus? If I pronounced that right, the ringing in your ears for years. This is another one that I'm not gonna say that I have direct knowledge or a testimonial that I have handy that I can say yes, but I would be surprised if it didn't. Again, the clay doesn't cure anything directly, but in the 9 years that I have used it and sold it, I have found very few things that it does not help. I'm talking from A to Z. Even the big C, cancer, people have used it tremendously to help that. excuse me, exactly how I would use it, of course, is drinking the liquid clay. That's definitely not going to hurt anything, and it's going to help a lot of things with your overall health. What exactly causes the ringing in the ears? I'm not sure. You probably know better and have researched this better than me. But other than drinking the liquid clay, I'm not sure what else you would need to do that. That's something else that we can hopefully follow up with Perrier and do a little more research, and with your help, tell me the causes and so forth and so on. And definitely use the clay. It's not going to hurt you at all, but it could help. But I don't have any specific testimonials. The one thing I will say about the website I gave you that Perry has, www.benenotclay.com, this is a tremendous site. It has tons of articles, testimonials, recorded clay webinars, a discussion group, okay, that you can join. So with all those sources, there might be some type of testimonial regarding this that I'm not aware of, or if you join the discussion group and you get on there, you might find somebody that has used clay to help this. It's all about sharing information, testimonials, how people use clay. That's how we've all learned over the years. And over the years, I have been continually amazed by what people tell me, how they use it, the different ways, how it's helped them. And we welcome those testimonials because that's how we all learn. The thing about the clay that I want to close with, because I did get all the questions, there's a line in Perry's book that I don't have open, so I may not get it exactly right, but it's starts out, what if? Just what if there was a natural substance on this earth that was totally safe and could heal what ails you? And the question is, or the answer is, there is. Living clay. Again, it doesn't cure anything directly, but with its safe and effective full body detoxification, it's going to remove the toxins, the chemicals, the parasites, the viruses, anything that's in your body that's bad for you. As a result, you're going to have a stronger immune system, a more balanced pH level, and you're going to allow your body to heal itself as it was intended to do and fight off future disease. So you get it in you. That's drink the liquid clay. Get in it. Take a clay bath or do a foot soak and get it on you. That's the clay mask or clay powder. And reap the benefits. I want to close by thanking everybody that joined us today and again the opportunity to host this for Perry. Again, my name is Paul Mackey. My website is www.naturescleansingclay.com. My email address is naturescleansingclay@gmail.com. My phone number is 432-218-7586. Please leave a message if you miss me. Perry A's email is perrya@austin.rr.com. Her phone numbers are 512-262-7187. 512-773-0335. The clay information website is www.benoniteclayinfo.com. Do contact me for a few days and then me and or Perry after that, please. If you have any other questions, if I didn't answer your question to your satisfaction, or anything that we can help you with. We do want to hear from you. And again, thanks for being here. Thanks for the opportunity to host this for Perrier. And everybody have a claytastic day.